This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian police pulled three children near death of dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrians and South Asian refugees on Saturday near the German border. Dia Ahmed, a migrant from Syria who had been en route from his country to Germany, spoke with reporters in Austria.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car, and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank last week in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people may have drowned. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Pakistan today, where she met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. On her agenda, Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's efforts to negotiate peace with the Taliban. She also will likely bring up the subject of the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi. Protesters are taking to the streets for the second day of rallies in Malaysia's capital, there to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak, who is facing serious fraud allegations. Allegations say Mr. Najib took $700 million into his personal account from a government-owned investment fund. He has denied those allegations, saying the money was a gift from the Middle East. Prime Minister has suggested that the corruption allegations are part of political sabotage against Malaysia's longtime ruling coalition. This is VOA News. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gress today said the sentences handed down to him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Gress, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Grest returned to Australia earlier this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. The United States is among many countries who have said that Egypt had unjustly imprisoned the journalist. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against the Islamic State militants. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect Saturday in connection with the bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications and documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey. But as VOA's Steve Herman reports, there is no official word on the country of origin of the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
That is VOA's Steve Herman in Bangkok. Church bells tolled on Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents remember the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was on hand on Saturday evening at an event.
We honor on this night in a solemn way those who lost their lives and those who love them. We honor in a grateful way on this night the people who, often at great risk to themselves, save lives over and over and over again. Some of them going days without sleep, without decent food, exposing themselves to disease.
Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and left 100,000 homes destroyed. All of that along the southern U.S. coast as it came ashore on August the 29th, 2005. And we should note that Tropical Storm Erica has weakened. It did so over Cuba after bringing death and destruction to the islands of Dominica and Haiti, now heading out over the Gulf of Mexico.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best news. music. Today, the voice of America. VOA1.
On VOA 1, the hits, I'm Larry London. Check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. It's Major Lazer, DJ Snake, and Lean On.
Need somebody to lean on. my mind is on. Dressed up, got my heart messed up. You got yours and I got mine. Yeah. It's unfair that I still care. And I wonder where you are tonight. Thinking it could be different. Or maybe we missed it, yeah. Thinking it could be different. It could. It should have been. You drove me mad. Now and then I pretend that it's you when I close my eyes. You got yours, I got mine, but I wonder where you are tonight.
Stop it. get it, girl. Freaky, but I like it.
Hot damn! Let me put my funk on the guitar with it.
New music on VOA 1.
Bye.
who comes from Amsterdam. That is Around the World, and it features Fetty Wap, one of the hottest guys in R&B hip-hop right now. Natalie, by the way, was discovered by Flo Rida, and she's currently on tour opening for Fifth Harmony. I'm Larry London, VOA1. The hits continue. It's Zedd and Hayley Williams.
I know that we are upside down.
Justin Bieber, where are you now? Justin's getting ready to release a new song and a new album, and his manager, Scooter Braun, is not allowing him to do live interviews right now. He's only taping interviews. They're afraid of what he might say in the process. Where are you now? VOA1.
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone in my joys, turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you?
Where are you now?
Where are you now? Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you?
floor. Now they got me in the middle feeling like a man. Especially the big girl, big girls need love too, no discrimination in this world. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you ride to beat, you big freak. Skinny slim women got the go within them, you can them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale, your ex-male friend, boyfriend was boring as hell. Well, let me listen to the story you tell, and we can make moves like a person in jail. On the low, on the low.
Touring together again, but only lasted one summer. I'm Larry London on VOA 1 with the hits, and here's one of the biggest from Kaiza.
Oh, baby, it's out of my control, what's going on?
Da, and I Cry. You're listening to VOA1, where you can hear the hits all day, every day. And it's Shepherd with Geronimo.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say, Geronimo, say, Geronimo, say.
Yeah. boost his self-esteem.
Man, get high. I'm spending all the most, and if he ain't coming close, it's time that you tell him bye. I'll take you up in the sky. We'll be floating, get you like the ocean. I'ma speed up on it. If it was a book, I would read up on it. Girl, I'm just trying to get you back to my crib. Seen on them Instagram pictures you post, so I already know what it is. Talk to me now.
Chris Brown, Beat It. Chris Brown has a tattoo on his head. Half of his head is covered now with his tattoo of Venus de Milo. Coming up next, Eminem and Rihanna, and a song that was released 5 years ago this very week. It's a song that is Eminem's best-selling song, and it spent 7 weeks at number one back in 2013, featuring Rihanna. By the way, Rihanna donated the earrings that she wore in the video for this song to the Sojourn House to raise money in the fight against domestic violence. The video had 6.6 million views in one day. Coming up next, Nikki Strong. Here's Eminem and Rihanna. Love the Way You Lie.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's all right because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's all right.
You what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer. I suffocate right before I'm about to drown. She resuscitates me. She makes me hate me. And I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane. Cause when it's going, I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap. Who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
things that we didn't mean. Then we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me. When it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away, though. Come inside. Pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? Told you this is my fault. Look me in the eyeball. Next time I'm slamming my fist at the drywall. Next time, there will be no next time. I apologize, even though I know it's lies. I'm tired of the games. I just want her back. I know I'm alive. If she ever tries to fucking leave again, I'ma tie to the bed and set this house on fire.
I'm just gone.